Attention, men. Are you wanting to break free from porn or other unwanted sexual behaviors, but finding it seemingly impossible to quit? If so, we can help. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, the founder of Gateway to Freedom. This 3-day workshop is for any man who wants to overcome any kind of unwanted sexual behavior. So whether you're married, single, or divorced, this powerful and proven intensive weekend will help you uncover what is at the root of your struggle and discover the man God always created you to be. Space is limited, so call us today at 210-822-8201 to register. That's 210-822-8201, or visit bebroken.org/GTF.
Even if there's something that we don't know, we can just always say, you know what, that's a good question. Let's figure this out together, or let me come back to you. And again, we always want to point back to God's heart and character and his design. It's not just about rules. It's not just about this dictator. It's about there is a reason for it. And sometimes we may not even understand it at this time, but it is important that we know that God made us this way, right? It's not man-made.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Daugherty here with our latest Family Time episode on the PSR podcast, which is a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries. Family Time episodes are short, practical conversations to help parents feel more confident and competent in raising kids according to God's design, even in a sex-saturated culture. In this episode of Family Time, I sit down with Norma Q. Brown, our family care director, to discuss how parents can confidently guide their kids through a sex-saturated culture, focusing on the second critical conversation, which is teaching children about God's design for sex. Norma shares practical advice for having ongoing, honest, and grace-filled talks, addressing some common barriers and emphasizing the importance of building trust. We encourage parents to be vulnerable, seek God's wisdom, and create a safe space for questions, reminding everyone that these conversations are a journey that we take together as families. For all of our family care resources, visit bebroken.org/family, or check out some of the links that we're going to put in today's show notes for specific resources and next steps related to today's topic. And please, friends, we'd love it if you would rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's critical conversation with Norma. All right. Well, Norma, welcome back to Family Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. So listeners and viewers, this is a new segment that we're launching for our PSR podcast. We're calling it Family Time. It's for parents who want to just do better or learn more about how to engage your kids and help them navigate just a sex-saturated culture with competence and confidence. And so Norma is our family care director, and we have started this series in kind of the foundational elements of what we teach in our family care ministry. And so Norma, can you share a little bit of what that is and how we are in the second conversation of what we're talking about called critical conversations?
So the first critical conversation is feelings and emotions, and it is for our children to know that we are that safe person, that if they are feeling disappointed or discouraged about something, that they can come to us. And that's the first conversation. The second conversation is God's design for sex. And why is this the second conversation? Why is it as critical? Is because the world is yelling at our children. It is screaming messages day in and day out of what marriage should be, what relationships should be, what sex should be. And so we want to be those that are more proactive, to be able to teach our children and equip them when they see these things. Because it's not if, it's when they see these things, that they could come to us, that we will be that safe person that will guide them through what they see out there. And so,
yeah, if there's ever been a time in history where there's an almost unlimited number of voices that are speaking into our kids' lives, it's this day and age with the numbers of screens and just all kinds of things that can be speaking to our kids. And so what are some of the fundamental aspects of what it means to have this conversation about God's design for sex. Because obviously in a short little 15, 20 minute podcast segment, we are not going to be able to comprehensively unpack all of that. But what exactly are we trying to actually teach our kids when we say God's design for sex?
That the fact it's very countercultural. It's not meant to be selfish. It's not meant to be about me. It's beautiful. The enemy has done a great job, sadly, of perverting it. But our job is to tell them and share with them that it's something beautiful that God created, and he designed us this way. And so for us to be able to have those conversations, that they're grace-filled, that they're honest, that's the main goal that we would want parents to be able to engage their children with.
Yeah, and that there's an authority that is outside of us, right? Because I think in this day and age, how many kids are being told, hey, you get to basically decide anything you want about life. Like all of the authority for your life is inside of you. When it comes to your identity, when it comes to your sexuality, when it comes to your whatever. And you talk about countercultural. You know, this message is very countercultural, but why is it important for our children to recognize that fundamental to our existence as human beings is that there is an authority outside of us that is actually good for us and that we need to surrender to, which is God.
The scripture, his ways are higher than ours, is what comes to mind. Sometimes we do think that we know better and that our ways are higher than his, but the reality is that we don't, right? He has our very hair numbered. So allowing our kids to know that there's a designer. God has designed something so beautifully that it is important that we surrender, submit to that, and not, we don't know. We don't have it all together, that we're learning and we're allowing God to mold us and so to help us in this area.
Yeah. One of the fundamental things about God's design for sex is that it is designed exclusively for what we call a covenant relationship. Can you talk a little bit about what that means and why that is important in us teaching our kids about God's design for sex?
Mm-hmm. So covenant relationship and a marital relationship, God sets boundaries, not to be this control freak, as some people think, but it's more that, again, we don't know. And so in a safe environment, it is important that we are, if you look at the book of Songs of Solomon or different places in the Bible where it's like, you know, be fruitful and multiply, there's a whole area of like, this is supposed to be beautiful. This is supposed to be engaging. This is supposed to be giving, right? Loving. And sadly, that's our culture screaming something totally different. And so it is important that we teach them and equip them to what the world is going to teach them or is already teaching them and how the Bible says otherwise.
Yeah, that boundaries in and of themselves are not positive or negative, meaning like it's what they're set around. So the idea is we can look and say, oh, is it good that there is a fence around a playground next to a street? Absolutely. You do not want little kids running out into the street. So you go, that is a good placement of a boundary. And God, who is the ultimate good one, has said, I've set certain boundaries around this aspect of what it means to be human. Again, not because God is the ultimate killjoy, but because he says, I don't want you running out into the street. You're going to hurt yourself if you take this outside of those boundaries. And you know what? We need to be unapologetic in teaching our kids that, right? Correct. There's a sense in which this is why we have to start with the first conversation of emotions and feelings, because that builds trust, right? And then we can get to a place where now let's start talking about there's an authority, there's a structure, there are boundaries. What are some of the barriers that parents face in having this particular conversation with their kids?
So what we've seen a lot is personal trauma or personal biases get in the way a lot. So as we mentioned to the first conversation, this conversation as well is one of those that a lot of times we have to look inward. What are some things? What are my fears? What do I fear about the topic? What fears do I carry myself? And that's the things that it is important to begin to allow God to heal certain areas to help us to move forward in this topic to talk to our children. Again, the cultural noise. Sometimes we don't want our children to stand out as a sort, like, you know, and the culture's again yelling something totally different. So we want to clarify. We want to be able to show our children the way, which is the word of God. And so a lot of times, because of our past, there's a lot of shame that people carry. And so one of the things that we say from a very young age, just start naming the body parts, right? We call a brain a brain. We don't call it mushy or any other nickname. It's a brain. And so for us, it's like a lot of times we feel that we have to put nicknames because there's some shame attributed to a certain, you know, body part. And so that, if we carry around shame around this topic, that is something, again, that we need to bring to God. So those are some of the barriers that we've seen parents face. Also thinking that they will destroy a child's innocence. But again, the world is doing that for us, sadly. And so it is our job that we equip them to do and know better differently.
Yeah. When has telling a child the truth ruined their innocence, right? There's a sense in which God is the author of this beautiful gift that he's given us of sex and sexuality. And so there's a sense in which absolutely we want to share with them. Now, one of the things that I really appreciate about how our family care ministry has been structured, especially around these six critical conversations, is that each conversation, parents are given specific tasks related to the age of their kids. And that's really important because the way you're going to share about or teach about God's design for sex to a five-year-old is not the same way or not the same kind of conversation you'll have with a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old. Now, when we say conversation, it's also important to recognize these are not individual conversations. Like this is ongoing conversations. So you're going to continue teaching your child about God's design for sex from when they're little to as they get older in an unfolding kind of way. What needs to happen? What are some of the practical like posture shifts that need to take place with parents for them to do a good job at this conversation?
Mm-hmm. One of the main things I would say is honesty and vulnerability. A lot of times we think that telling white lies to our children and not being telling them the truth about things, that we're sheltering their innocence, if you will. But they can see miles away when we're not being honest. And so it is important that that's pivotal for us to be able to be honest about, even if there's something that we don't know, we could just always say, you know what, that's a good question. Let's figure this out together, or let me come back to you. And again, we always want to point back to God's heart and character and his design. It's not just about rules. It's not just about this dictator. It's about there is a reason for it. And sometimes we may not even understand it in this season, at this time, but it is important that we know that God made us this way, right? It's not man-made. And so it's important for parents to listen and not necessarily lecture a lot, you know, and invite questions. If we shut their curiosity down, that's not going to be helpful either, because they're just going to turn their curiosity to somewhere else that will give them the answer. And so we want to invite the questions and let them know that you're here to answer them.
What are some examples of like, not just questions that they have, but what are some examples of just some questions that the parents can ask to try to, you know, just prime the pump for this conversation?
It's so funny because a lot of times parents are like, my children don't know about anything. Like sometimes we think our children are a little more innocent than we think. but even just a question like, what do you know? What do you know about sex? What have you heard about this word, masturbation or whatever? Again, or also, what do you hear other kids talking about this topic, whatever topic you want to bring up? So it's important that, again, not only are you open to their questions, but that you are vulnerable enough to bring questions to them as well. And I can hear some parents are like, my child would just shut it down immediately. The reality, it's okay. And they need to know that there's a door open. when they feel comfortable, they will come to you. When the time comes, they will come to you. But if you just never ask those questions, it's important that we don't personalize their "mom, stop," you know, type of reactions. But and honestly, what I found that the younger you start with conversations and it's like, this is just the way things are, the easier it becomes as years go by. They just know it's part of our conversations.
And this is where it circles back to that first conversation around emotions and feelings. If you're, you know, you're bringing something up about God's design for sex and you're talking about body parts or just biology and some of these things, and your kid, you know, freaks out, you can go back to the emotional feelings conversation and say, you know, it looks like you're either scared or annoyed, or so tell me about that. Tell me what's going on there. So there's a sense in which these are not disconnected conversations. In fact, what you're going to see is there's a lot of thread that goes through all of these conversations. Yes. But when you're having this conversation and a feeling arises in your kid, guess what? You can go back into the feelings conversation. So what are some practical, like, or what are some more things that parents can do practically to really lean into this conversation about God's design for sex?
And so just us being cautious of how we react. If a child comes to us with a question, taking the moment to just pause and breathe and not be harsh towards their curiosity. Curiosity is, that's how God created us as well. And so if they're curious about something, not squashing that, it is important that we not be judgmental toward it. Like, how do you think that? Oh my goodness, how could you ask that? Like those postures, like that would just shut the child down and they won't come back to you. So it is important that we keep that, be empathetic. A lot of times it is important that we even think about our own past where it's like we were children once, we were curious and we didn't know. And so being empathetic toward our children about this is normal. This is normal part of growing up, of developing. And so having that is important.
Yeah. And kind of being able to, because we want our kids to come to us with those questions, right? So we may have our own moral framework around our understanding of God's design for sex and where all those lines are drawn. And so for instance, your kid could come to you and say, what is masturbation? And is masturbation a sin? And if you've got your own moral framework around that and you might freak out, maybe you've had your own history with masturbation or whatever, and you're just kind of hyperventilating and not recognizing this is a really great, I'm so glad you came to me with that question. Let's go to God's word. Let's start unpacking that. Let's start looking at what God has to say about his design for sex. And does masturbation fit within that, or is actually, it's not God's best, you know? So there's a sense in which all those questions we can bring back to, I'm not going to be the source of the ultimate answer for you, but we can go together and look at what God's design actually is. And so I like what you said, the more you can kind of tamp down the hyperventilation and have more sense of, I want to be curious with you to help you find the answer that's ultimately found in God's word. What are some resources or just some next steps that parents could take in having this conversation with their kids?
So there are a lot of books out there, biblical books that, you know, would have the same worldview. Like God Made Your Body by Jim Burns or Sex Ed Reclaimed. Those are online courses. And we don't necessarily have sex ed on our end for Be Broken, but there are so many beautifully written curriculum, books, resources out there that will definitely dive into this topic. Our goal is not necessarily, it's mainly to just invite you to have these conversations with your children that and stress the importance of it, because again, they're getting all these messages and it is our job to just be able to walk them through, disciple them through God's design for sex.
Yeah. And I think it's important to reiterate here that if you never got this education as a child, be willing to have the humility to say, I'm on this journey with you and I've got things that I need to learn. Maybe I didn't understand where God's boundaries were or why they were there or anything. And so being willing to humble ourselves with that first conversation about emotions and feelings and saying, hey, maybe I'm not as good at regulating or identifying my own emotions. And then in this conversation going, I still have a lot to learn about God's design for sex, and I want to do better at that. To let your kids see that is powerful, because then they're going to be like, you are a trusted source for me. You are a trusted person, because you're not just presenting yourself as, I got all the answers and you just listen to me and I don't want to have a conversation. Correct. You're saying, no, I got questions too. So let's go together and explore and find the answer. Mm-hmm. What final word of encouragement would you have to parents where maybe they're hyperventilating over this conversation because they're going, they might be thinking, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a pastor, I don't know how to explain God's design for sex to my kids. What word of encouragement would you have to them as we close?
Yeah, I would say just I always said if I ever write a parenting book, it would have four words: ask God for wisdom, period. The book is over.
Yeah.
And the reality when it comes to this topic and just other parenting stuff, we have to depend on God for wisdom, to be able to speak to our child at their level, what they need for that moment. Sometimes it'd be very uncomfortable for us. And again, also, maybe this is an invitation from God to like start looking at certain areas that need to be healed. I think that that is important for, I always say parenting is not just we are telling the kids what to do. A lot of it is God is molding us to become more like him ultimately. But it's like a lot of it. And so humbling, it is one of those words that is, parenting is a humbling experience to say the least.
Oh yeah.
So, but yes, we can do this. At the end of the day, God can equip us. God can give us the wisdom to be able to teach our children, to be able to learn alongside with our children and do this together.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Norma, for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So parents, we want to encourage you to take your next best step towards wholeness in Christ. And we believe that this conversation will be vital and crucial and helpful in your family time with your kids. And so please reach out to us if you want further help along the way, because we've got resources and connections that can help you do that. But we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the PSR podcast. Take care.